The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
The story broke this morning that Liv and the DP, formerly European Tour, and the PGA Tour, all going to merge next year. Brian Katrick is our Truest Golf reporter in this instance, and he joins us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. BK, saw you real quick yesterday, didn't get the chance to say hello, had no idea you would be coming on with us today, but yet here we are. Are you as shocked as everybody else out there right now?
Shocked is a good word. Yeah. Pleasantly surprised, I think, is another one. But this came out of nowhere. I can tell you that much. I would not have been able to hint to you yesterday. You guys were busy, but I would not have been able to hint to you, hey, from maybe a big day tomorrow. Didn't see this coming.
When will we find out who was in the room, how long it took, how long they've been working on it? Because, again, we can all speculate, have fun. There's a whole bunch of punchlines here. But I'm kind of fascinated to hear how long this has been going on. Because when I saw Morikawa getting on a Spirit Airlines flight, holding his own bag, and I read on Twitter how funny it is if he had been involved in Liv, this wouldn't be happening to him. I think I'm going to miss some of that stuff.
Yeah, well, see, that, and I'm not, right? Because we're talking about rumors and gossip, and that's fun for the sports fan. It's not fun when it's your sport, you know? And that's what this was. So, in answer to your first question, I think we've got to officially get all the ink done, and we've got to officially get out of the courts. Because right now, we've still got both sides suing each other. So this is expected to end all of that. Obviously, it's part of the release. But we have to officially end all that, because that's official. That's court and legal. So let's get out of the courts, and then I'll tell you when we started talking about this, because I don't know.
If you're going to best guess, do you think this started with a casual, what if we, like, was there a bump in someplace? Was there a phone call where you just go, I've been thinking about it. Do you think it started that way?
Maybe. Hopefully, if everybody involved was doing their job right, then this started 2 years ago. If Jay Monahan's doing his job right, you're having this conversation from the get-go. And I happen to know Greg. I got to do Greg's show with him for a couple of years. I did the Masters with him. I did the Ryder Cup with him. We shared the 18th Tower. I've traveled with Greg Norman. Everybody accused Greg of coming at this from a hostile takeover standpoint. And maybe it was. It didn't come across that way to me, but I get it. If you're the Saudis and you're bankrolling this, you had two ways to make your land golfy and become in the tourism space. You could either join the establishment or you could fight the establishment. They chose to fight it. And today, they chose to join it. So when did they decide to join it? Well, hopefully, all along they were talking about joining it. For whatever reason, they've been fighting it for 2 years. Well, they realized they weren't going to win that fight. All they had was money. You were never going to get to join the club. You were never going to get world golf ranking points. Your guys were always going to struggle, but they were going to be well paid. Well, that's fine, but maybe there's a better way to do this. So I don't have the answer to your question, but hopefully they started having these conversations a long time ago.
Brian Katrick with us, our Truest Golf reporter of the Golf Show every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. So Live Golf next year as we know it, will it be dead?
I don't know. Here's what I propose this off the cuff, doing what you guys do in a talk radio standpoint. It's a lot of fun. We're having fun. Chris is playing today. I can't wait to hear about this 80s movie. But the PGA Tour announced a schedule where they're not using September through January. They're using it to determine tour cards and whatnot and eligibility. And it's great for the players, but the big names don't have to play those months. They're giving them a rest. So here's 4 months. So let me break it down for you basically. Look, there's 4 months. If you give us a bunch of money, we'll let you use our guys for those 4 months. We're not using them anyway. And it's kind of like how the NFL feels about the USFL and the XFL. They're not using their guys, but if you're not competing against us on our Sundays and you're willing to pay us a bunch for it, then why are we fighting over this?
Now, again,
and I think that's what happened.
If you get too sensible, we're going to have to cut you off. I said that to start
He's
the show.
He's got his finger on the button, yeah. Brian.
So, but Brian, do you think now we get to play kumbaya to the point where the Ryder Cup is no longer an issue? Like, as quickly as this could be, are we done fighting about who can and who can't?
Immediately, yes. And that was, you know, the minutiae of that.
Yes.
The European Tour was in a weird spot because they control the Ryder Cup, whereas our guys weren't. I mean, look, if Nick had played yesterday in the Austin Riley event and played well enough to where we should start looking for him for the Ryder Cup team, we got to put him on that team because the job is let's get our 12 best guys. It's not our 12 best guys that didn't take this guy's money or that guy's money. We don't care about that. That's what the Ryder Cup has always been. It stood above, except on the European side, where it's actually run by their tour, and so they're tied to it, and they don't get to pick their 12 best guys.
Do you think
so? This ends that. Yes.
Do you think the new version of, let's just call it the PGA? I don't think they're going to start merging letters. Whatever. Let's just call it the PGA. Do you think there are team events and those are real tournaments?
Yes and no. The tour already has a team event in New Orleans, and they have a mixed team event coming up. Believe it or not, the old Shark Shootout, which was Greg Norman's tournament, is going to be a mixed team event for the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour. They're not going to do what Greg has done with his four-man teams.
Okay.
But for $1 billion, I'll let you have Justin Thomas for 4 months, and he can be on the yard goats or the range goats or whatever. He can do that as well. I need him in Ponte Vedra. You know, I need him in these dates. I need him available for these dates. But on the dates that I'm not using him, you can have them, and it'll only cost you $1 billion.
So
that's what I think we just heard.
The bottom line is, across the board, everybody's going to be making more money now.
Yes, and it's Saudi money. And instead of fighting us with it, they decided to join us. And when I say us, I mean the rest of the golf world. This isn't about the PGA Tour,
okay,
because the European Tour wins, the Japan Tour wins, everybody wins. Even the LPGA Tour is going to win.
I'm going to ask, I'm going to break my own rule, because I do need for you to be serious about this one. Will we know if there's Saudi money now in what we will call PGA Tour purses? Will they brag about the idea that they're kicking into these things? Or is the PGA Tour going to take up and say, we are the ones who are putting more money into these things?
Well, nobody's going to believe that. So I don't know what we're going to know, because those are the details. They talk about this overbearing entity that they're going to create. Well, there's already the International Federation of PGA Tours. There's already a group that oversees all of golf. Now, it's kind of still run by the PGA Tour, but there's already something called the International Federation of PGA Tours. You've never heard of it because you didn't ever need to hear about it. Mm-hmm. So they've decided they're going to create some other umbrella organization. Well, we know where the new money's coming from. So if they're trying to take credit for it and say that it's ours, that's just not going to be there. Now, can you go back to FedEx and say, hey, Justin Thomas is going to be a range goat now, and you can put your logo on his sleeve for a little more money, and you can have the teams too, and is that worth something to you? Yeah. Coca-Cola just re-signed at the Tour Championship. Now that we're all going to be friends again and we're going to do some things that are different, is there more money from Coke? Yeah, I think there is. But we know where the bulk of the money is going to come from.
The Yard Goats, presented by Coke Zero. I mean, it's
They're the Range Goats. The Range Goats. The Yard Goats is the Hartford minor league.
You're right. That's a minor league team. Brian Kadrick, I was testing you as the Truest Golf reporter. You passed the test. Congratulations.
Thank you, boys. I can't. What's the 80s movie? I can't wait. I got to hear it.
Nope.
You have to wait, Brian, like everybody else, even though you're a Truest Golf reporter.
Maybe. Wow. How about this? Maybe I'll text you off the air. Maybe okay. I'll text you coming up in the next break. Maybe,
Brian,
that's what I'll do.
Always appreciate it.
Hey, Brian, real quick, give us one thing that you think comes out of this that we're not thinking about yet.
The world is a better place. I'll only say this because you're my friends, and you got to promise not to tell everybody else that's listening on the radio. Mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia as a golf destination only works if we're not scared to go there. And that's just the way it is. And I'm not really super jacked up to go there right now, and neither are either of you. So let's make the world a better place. What all those things that you're doing that are on the list that they talk about, human atrocities and all that, cut that out and give us $1 billion. But you got to cut that out. So maybe, just maybe, Greg Norman made the world a better place with this. Because
Don't give him that chance.
You asked
to say
him, Chris.
I'm saying, how quickly will Greg Norman steal your line and go, I have made the world a better place. You're welcome.
I am your American hero. He's the new Hulk Hogan.
But we can't, something's going on. We can't have planes hitting buildings. We can't be cutting people's heads off anymore. That doesn't work. That was garbage, and you know it, and you can't do it anymore. Otherwise, we're not coming. And, you know, it's kind of presumptuous to think that golf is doing that. But, you know, they want soccer. They want all the other sports, too. Yeah. You want the sports, you got to stop that other stuff.
And I'm going to ask you one more real thing. I'm really asking this because I know you know the guy a little bit. Is there anything medically that at this point could help Tiger Woods? With all of the great people he could surround himself with and all the technology, is there anything, in your opinion, that could help him medically at this point?
I would hope that he has already gotten all those answers. A golf cart would help him. That's it. I hope this last procedure is good. The heel fusion thing. And, you know, Father Time has never been on his side. But here's the good news in all this. Through all this time you've had to take off to heal your right leg, you've healed your back. So only time was going to heal that back. Only time is going to heal that leg. Now, every minute that passes, he's also getting older, but he's only 47. Phil Mickelson just won the PGA. He was 50. So the window, believe it or not, is not closed on that man just yet.
So what you're saying, if Cliggy's Golf Carts wants to get in the Tiger Woods world, I don't know what Tiger's charging these days, but that could be really good for him.
There's no question that Cliggy's Carts could help Tiger win 3 more majors.
And we end with Brian Katrick, our truest golf reporter, being a true team reporter. BK, always a pleasure. We'll talk soon.
You guys are the best.
Brian Katrick on the Hobson
and
Hobson.
Means by that, you guys are the stupidest.
Yeah, on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. But he means it in a loving way.
I think so.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here, and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.